The creation of the Accounting Oversight Board is just one of the many corporate reforms that were proposed on Capitol Hill after the rash of business scandals. Joining us to talk about the rest and what has and hasn't happened is Jeffrey Birnbaum. He's Washington Bureau Chief for Fortune Magazine. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Jeffrey, this Accounting Oversight Board was included in a larger package of corporate reforms called the Sarbanes-Oxley Bill, which made it through Congress and was signed by President Bush. Remind us what else was in that package.
Well, in particular in that package was a promise of a very large increase in funding for the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the main cop on the beat on Wall Street. And despite a pledge of increasing that budget by more than 75% to over $770 million, Congress has failed to deliver on that amount of money, which the SEC desperately needs even to do what it was supposed to do before Sarbanes-Oxley.
What else didn't make it into the Sarbanes-Oxley bill?
Well, reformers have a lot that they would like to see the Securities and Exchange Commission do. Among those things would be the counting as an expense stock options, which now are more or less given free to corporate executives. And some companies have already begun to expense on their balance sheets these stock options. But the SEC may go further. Another reform that may well be considered, and in fact is in train now, is the forcing of securities analysts, those people who look closely at companies and recommend buying or selling stock. Right now, a lot of them, most of them, in fact, work for investment banking companies whose business it is to underwrite the sale of those same stocks of those same companies that these analysts are analyzing. And that has turned out to be a very large conflict of interest. The SEC, along with the Attorney General of New York, is negotiating what may well be a split, a division between stock analysis and investment banking, which will really reorganize all of Wall Street.
Is there pressure coming just from the marketplace or the Securities and Exchange Commission to do some of these reforms that didn't make it into the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation?
Well, I think the market spoke very loudly to create the Sarbanes-Oxley bill. It is a much stronger package with stronger reforms, especially this Accounting Oversight Board, than President Bush initially wanted. He offered some very tepid proposals, mostly deregulatory than firmly regulatory. And some people might remember that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was plummeting as he was giving a speech offering these proposals on Wall Street itself while he was right there in New York. So the Sarbanes-Oxley bill is in itself a reaction from the market and from investors who wanted a firmer hand from government. This is a landmark piece of legislation requiring more new regulations than any securities legislation since the New Deal. The problem may be that some of these new statutes and new powers and new regulations that the SEC has been asked to undertake, it may not be able to implement because it is a relatively small and until very recently highly understaffed agency of the federal government.
Do you think the pressure will stay on after the election, Jeffrey Birnbaum?
Oh, sure. This isn't something that's merely an election ploy by either party. This is a serious problem. Before this last year, almost no one imagined that the largest corporations in the country, aided by the largest accounting firms in the country, would willingly lie on their books. Usually these were the people who upheld the highest standards. And what we thought was a system that would prevent these things. In fact, everything fell apart all at once, and it will take a long time for it to be put together. The legislation this summer was just the start of that.
Jeffrey Birnbaum, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Birnbaum is the Washington Bureau Chief for Fortune Magazine.